Hi, I'm DJ.
And I'm Sean. We read the book Drowned City, Hurricane Katrina and New Orleans by Don Brown.
This book is about Hurricane Katrina rolling into New Orleans, becoming bigger and bigger by the second, with most of the people evacuating the city. The hurricane winds blow and shatter windows. Water surge through the city. Leaves on the city get overwhelmed by the water and collapse. One by one, neighborhoods flood, cars float down the streets, people are stuck on roofs and stuck in their attics, the floods damage buildings, and an oil rig breaks and spills oil into the ocean water. People take shelter in the Superdome, and people are stranded, and many police officers abandon their posts. People steal from shops. After a while, the water becomes dirty and toxic with things around the place, and people get rescued and everything calms down. One of the social issues that came up in the book was environmental. This is shown in the text when before the storm, officials worried that surge would overtop some leaves and cause short-term flooding, but no one predicted leaves might collapse below their design height. Neighbors that sat below sea level, many of them which housed the city poorest and most vulnerable people, were at great risk of flooding. History.com. This shows how they are doing and how they are able to try to escape and how they are being put up with water and everything that they are doing to try to survive. The waters and everything in the city is being flooded and people are trying to escape by boat and helicopter.
One central idea of this book is Hurricane Katrina was a disaster that New Orleans wasn't prepared for and caused massive damage and left New Orleans and the people in horrible condition. Evidence from the text to support this central idea is, in all, Hurricane Katrina killed nearly 2,000 people and affected some 90,000 square miles of the United States. Hundreds of thousands of evacuees scattered far and wide. This shows it was a disaster because a lot of people were killed and the area was impacted. Finally, Drowned City teaches its readers the theme. No one really is prepared and ready for disaster till their first experience. Evidence from the text of the support this theme is, by nightfall, almost 80% of the city's population had evacuated. Some 10,000 had sought shelter in the Superdome, while tens of thousands of others chose to wait out the storm at home.
We have decided to research floods. In the article, Hurricane Katrina Floods New Orleans by NASA Earth Observatory, we learned the floods in New Orleans were huge and that they were very destructive in the city. They left many people stranded and not able to do much, except the only thing they could do was survive. And it took a long time for the floods to go down in the city and how it went.
We also decided to research Hurricane Katrina on National Geographic website, sponsored by National Geographic. We learned Hurricane Katrina was the costliest storm in U.S. history. The storm became a Category 3 by the time it hit Louisiana. There were difficulties in search and rescues. New Orleans and other coastal communities remained significantly altered for more than a decade after the storm. Unfortunately, New Orleans' population fell by more than half by the first year after Hurricane Katrina.
Thank you for listening and watching. This is DJ
and John signing off.